Alrighty, everybody ready? You ready, Amber?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Get this party started. I'm going to ask everybody to turn their phones up, down, or off.
Yes. Commissioner Snappa.
Here.
Commissioner Geary.
Excused.
Commissioner Anderson.
Here.
Commissioner Blackburn.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
And Supervisor Perez.
Not here.
Okay. All right. Next is the approval of summary of proceedings for August 21, 2019. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All righty. All right. Consent agenda. I have nothing on it. We're going to move public presentations out of order to the last item of the day.
Okay.
Public presentations we're doing. Never mind. Item D. Okay. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on this agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the commission. Commissioners may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may act to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Please come up to the podium, state your name and your address for the record before making your presentation, and speakers are limited to 2 minutes. First table. Joan? Liz? Mary, Judy? Susan?
Susan Richardson, 93306. I need a little bit more clarification, Gary. On the owner definition, you are correct in saying that it's legal that the board of supervisors enacted that, correct?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the first part.
The owner definition law that the Board of Supervisors put into effect is legal?
I would presume so. I'm trying to remember the conversation from last month. Are you talking about the fact that after you have a stray dog for however many days,
the county can then charge you an owner surrender fee if you take it to the county?
Correct.
And that's legal, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So then my contention is by the Board of Supervisors enacting that ordinance, then to me, is they have then enacted a 15-day stray hold for Good Samaritans.
Right.
By default or however, that would be...
How do you figure?
Well, because if I have a stray animal and I'm providing care for 15 days, and I've done everything I can to find the owner, and if I can't keep any longer, and I go in, and after 15 days, according to that owner definition that they've enacted, it says the dog is mine, so legally I can do whatever I want with that dog. So I can turn it in the shelter, I can rehome it, I can sell it, whatever, I can kill it, whatever. Mm-hmm.
So would that be?
So to me, by the very nature of that ordinance being an owner definition, what they've enacted says then Kern County has a 15-day legal stray hold for Good Samaritans.
I wouldn't classify it like that, but I suppose the technical effect is that, yes. If you have that dog for 10 days, you don't own it.
Right.
Okay, you can't do diddly squat.
Right.
Okay, you can take it to the shelter, and you won't have to pay a fee. Is that
right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's no ownership there.
Right.
On the 16th day, you now own the dog. It's
right.
No different than if you went and bought the dog somewhere.
Right.
It's your dog.
Right. So what all I'm saying is clarification, because I don't want to give out this information to people, because I don't like to give this information.
Well,
I
certainly wouldn't.
By nature, then, or by default, or however you want to define it, then the legal stray hold in Kern County is 15 days.
It is not, because...
How can it not be?
Because the shelter can't do that. If they're picked up by the shelter, okay, there's still stray hold time periods, and they're not 15 days. And technically, it doesn't work like that because the stray hold period doesn't start till you walk into the shelter. The legal stray hold timetable does not start until you turn that dog over to the shelter.
Regardless, if Kern County says I own this dog after 15 days, then that is a legal stray hold.
No, it's not. It's a transfer of ownership on possession for 15 days.
I need to research a little bit more and discuss with the powers that be, because to me, if you're telling me I own that dog after 15 days, then legally I only have to hold it for 15 days and then it's mine.
Yes, but that's not a stray hold. The legal definition of a stray hold is in Food and Ag.
It's 17008.
But what would
17008?
Yeah.
What would I call it?
Yeah.
I have no idea. There's no reason for us to call it anything that I can think of.
Well, I still think it's something that needs to be researched and clarified more, because again, this is information that is being disseminated.
By whom?
The community at large.
The regular public.
Okay, well, I would suggest that when you hear misinformation like that, you refer them to the Kern County Animal Services. Say that is, I don't believe that's correct. You need to check on that.
Well, that's why I'm here, because I'm not understanding why you're saying that's not a stray hold.
Because what she's saying is that the stray hold itself is through the shelter. The stray hold is not through you.
Right.
It's not through a private citizen. It's through the shelter. And so that's why it wouldn't be a 15-day stray hold.
But then again, then how can you charge me for holding?
Because
they're
not charging you
up to 15 days, up to 14 or 15 days.
No, I understand that. No,
there's no charge.
Right. And after that time, you've kept that animal all that time. That becomes your animal. It's not a matter of them charging you to hold that animal. It's a matter of that's how long you have to decide what you're going to do with that animal without being charged to take it to the shelter.
See, the easy answer is take him to the shelter on the 14th day.
Right.
Well, I know. Well, yeah. I mean, I know.
Well, that's a little bit.
There's also things, that's why I wanted somebody to find something specific, because then there's also things that are saying the property, the dog is a property, the animal is a property, so you got to follow property laws, which is 30 days. Yeah, I mean, it gets very confusing for people.
I understand that, but I know we had this discussion before. Animals are property under the law. But under the law, if there is a specific statute dealing with a specific thing, it overrides the more generalized statutes dealing with the generic category. So, for example, laws about children override those laws that say it's illegal to do something. A child under 14 is presumed not to be able to make that clear call. Okay, so in this case, the animal laws basically override property laws that deal with inanimate objects.
Okay, make the word more sense. But I have more questions.
I was going to say, I mean, I get that it's confusing.
Okay, next. Do you have anything else? Third table? Fourth table. You guys look like students. Welcome. Danny, you got anything? Last table? You guys all students back there? Okay, all right. I guess that concludes public presentations. All right, on to staff announcements and reports. Directors, monthly report.
Good evening. Nick Cohen, Director of Kern County Animal Services. Before I get started, I added some reports to the back table just for a quick explanation. Those are Sylmar reports. Actually, Ms. Keogh had asked me either last meeting or the meeting before if I had the capability of producing a Sylmar report. I did, and I showed it to her, and she's want to do most of the time, criticize it a bit. So I changed it around. This is something, it's mostly the same statistics that you guys look at anyway, it's just presented in a different way. A Sylmar is a more or less generally accepted report that some shelters use so that there's some standardized reporting. We don't haven't typically used it, but we have the ability to produce those reports. So that's what's back there. I was gonna ask the commission if they had a chance to see those. Are they not in there? Oh, they're still in front of Jerry.
So that would be a better room.
Okay. Let me grab it. I'll sign on to it.
That's my fault. I was busy dragging cables across the room.
Good to see your work.
I feel like that was
a Yeah, it's about time, man.
They get one of each of these? Is that what's happening?
Yes. So there's one that's year-to-date 2019, one that's year-to-date 2018, one that's month-to-date
2019, or month-to-date 2018. Okay. Sorry for the confusion. The other thing, and the reason I asked, with your permission, Madam Chair, is the city does their reporting using the Sylmar reports. Mm-hmm. And so this makes it more comparable if you're wanting to look at what's going on in the city in terms of adoption, return to owner, utilization of debt. If you're doing it on the same categories, more or less.
I agree in principle.
Right.
But if one organization's report is hard to read, the other organization shouldn't adopt it. Just the same. Just my opinion. Amber, if you could put those on the back table, and anybody who wants one can grab one. Like I said, it's the same, more or less the same information that you already see in the director report, just presented a little bit differently. It's a little confusing to me. That's probably because I don't really spend my time
Joan, you
want?
She
did.
She's got the Oh, three of them, Amber.
Okay.
So anyway, like I said, that's more basically the same statistics, same numbers, just presented a little bit differently. It breaks down the euthanasia by what they call healthy and treatable versus unhealthy and untreatable. It shows you what the shelter's population was at the beginning of the period and what the population was at the end of the period, which will give you some indication of what's being left over. It calculates the live release percentage at the upper left-hand corner or side of the report. It'll give you an idea what the live release rate is at any given time or during that time period. So, just something to look at, more or less the same data. And we can talk about this at a later meeting, but if it's something that the commission wanted me to bring either in addition to or in lieu of the current reports, that could be done. So the director's report, in the month of August, we placed 243 animals with rescue organizations. Our foster program, 176 new animals entered the foster care program. 279 animals are currently in foster care at the time we pulled the report. Our trapping release program is just a few. Well, we've eclipsed that by now, but just three cats shy of 9,000 total cats since the program's inception in 2013. That's a little over 6 years. We had a very successful East Bakersfield vaccine clinic at Pioneer Park. 124 licenses were sold. 132 parvo distemper vaccines, 119 rabies vaccinations. That is a successful clinic. Our adoptions in the month of August, we saw 469 animals go to new families in August. Year to date, 3,381 animals have been adopted, 5 cats adopted from local Petco
locations. We did have a few events, adoption events, in the month of August that contributed to the overall success of adoptions. First and foremost was the Vince Baum sponsored event that was for Assemblymember Vince Baum sponsored. He said the first 100 adoptions, I think he ended up sponsoring somewhere around 134 adoptions. And he was there for all 3 days. I give him credit. I wasn't there for all 3 days, but he was. Our calls for service in the field, 1,241 calls for service. 302 was the leading area of service in Northeast Bakersfield. 16 dogs returned to their owners in the month of August. 41 dogs secured our property by animal officers. We are actually also sending two of our officers to the Humane Academy, I think in October. So that'll be good for our staff. It's been a while since we sent officers to the academy. Outside of that, at last month's commission meeting, I believe Commissioner Blackburn made a referral to agendize a discussion about tag machines. Our fault, we did not place it on the agenda, so I wanted to ask the commission if they'd like to have the discussion at a later date, or did you prefer to speak about it during commissioner announcements? Just with the caveat that no decision can be made,
Okay. Because
it's not agendized.
I understand.
But the discussion can ensue.
Okay, we'll just wait.
Would you like us to agendize it?
I would like to agendize it for next month. I mean, that's my opinion. It depends on the chairman, though.
No, it's up to you guys.
Okay.
I promise I'll put it on the next agenda.
Okay. It's a kind of a work in progress. It's kind of a work in progress, Nick, and so we're not really prepared really to talk about it fully anyway, so it's just as well.
Okay. And just to, on the tag machine, you know, I was talking to Deputy Director Breyer, and so we, you know, and I know this is not the forum for the discussion and we're going to table it, but just a little bit to whet your appetite about it. There are organizations that will supply the machine at no cost, no initial out-of-pocket cost for the tags, and they take a percentage of the sales of the machine. We have reached out to them, I think more than once in the past 2 years, different organizations. They had declined that offer or that scenario where they give the machine at no cost simply because they felt there was not enough foot traffic for them to profit. Okay. So we have reached out before, just been unfruitful. And we've even reached out to some local organizations to find out about purchasing the machine for us. Haven't found any success there yet.
Yeah, to answer your question, I mean, that subject created a lot of, it was a big topic of discussion last month, right? And if I see a dog going down the road and he's got a tag, I'm more likely to go over to him and see if I can get a number, phone number off it. If he doesn't, there's no reason to introduce myself, because it's like, what can I do when I get over there to him? So I think it's a topic that created a lot of discussion, a lot of good discussion, and I'm working on it in another area also, so I would like to agendize it for next
week. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Anyhow, that concludes my direction report. I can answer any questions.
Any questions?
I'm going to put on this.
Okay. Yeah,
I've got a couple things. What is the Humane Academy? I haven't heard that term before.
It's a training academy for animal control officers.
And they learn newer techniques or?
In theory, it is the training that you would take to become a humane officer.
Oh, to be trained.
Okay. Yeah, so they learn investigation techniques, interrogation techniques, questioning. It's 2 weeks of fairly intensive classroom, 80 hours.
Isn't it sponsored by the State Humane?
It's put on by the State Humane,
right.
And not sponsored. We pay for it.
Well, okay, but Gary, Commissioner Blackburn, there is an outfit called the California State Humane Association or something like that.
It did change the name, right?
Yeah. Well, Knopfitz changed its name, too, but they put out every year a handbook of the California laws from food and ag, penal code, health and safety, government procedure, civil, that started out when I first got one when Constantine was down at Mount Vernon, was about a half inch.
Yeah,
and
huge.
About three and a half.
It's huge. Yeah.
But
that's
they
typical.
Gather everything that has to do with animals from all the California codes, and they have a pretty decent index too.
Yeah, there is, like Ms. Keough said, it is held organized by the State Humane Association of California. It's a standardized training.
Okay.
And there is training for Animal Control Officer 1, and then there's also training that they provide for Animal Control Officer 2, where it progresses to more fine-tuned investigative techniques.
I mean, I've been here for 6 years. I don't think I've ever heard the term before, so that's why I thought I'd ask it. I didn't know what it was. Here's my observations. I think I wanted to compliment the volunteers and Jeff George on hours that they're putting in. It's strong hours, 1118, but really it's more than that. The 1912, was that counts work release hours?
Okay.
That's stunning, really. I mean, a few years ago, we were getting 500 hours an hour up to 1900 hours. That's really amazing. I did want to thank the department for accommodating myself and Ms. Keough on the way the data is given out to us. Not only do we have year-to-date, we also have month-over-month. So, and it really helps me and people that like the number crunch a little bit. Like, for example, you could say on the rescue on the cats last year at this time, January through August of last year, we had 570 rescued cats. This year, 587. You think it's pretty static, but if you go to the month over month, on the rescue, last year, last August, it was 15. This last August, it was 69. So that shows, that's positive. So the numbers don't get buried. So I like being able to do that back and forth. And the rescue for the dogs, okay, that's another example. 1240 last year to date. This year to date, 1226. You think, oh, it's dropping. But actually, if you go and look the month over month, we've really improved by 38 more. So I appreciate Amber, you probably did it, but anyway, thanks for doing it. On the opposite side of the coin, though, when you get into euthanasia, which I have to talk about, last year we were 879 year to date. This year 943. It went up about 80 or so. But if you look month over month, it actually dropped by 10 on the cats. On the dogs, it went up year to date. And it also, and then it went down though on the dogs by 46. So it's a good way of saying, hey, we might have made some mistakes or some bad things happened earlier this year, but the most recent data is things are improving. So that's why that's really important. And that's really about all I have. So thanks.
Anything else on that? Nope. Okay. Do I have a motion to receive and file?
I'll make the motion to receive and file.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Any opposed? Okay. Next, ordinance subcommittee.
Nick Collins, director of Kern County.
Oh, really?
So the only thing to report on the subcommittee is that we met today and. All, if not almost all, of the discussion was on the nuts and bolts of a breeder's permit. So just to give you the sort of synopsis, we had a commercial animal facility permit. We have a commercial animal facility permit that governs breeding in the county. It does state that in order to qualify to need a permit, it's one litter or more. So what the committee had recommended or wanted to see done is the breeding was extracted from the commercial animal facility permit. A separate breeder's permit was developed with most of the same criteria of the commercial animal facility permit, with one of the main differences being that it does not allow for any litters before you need a permit. So if you have a litter, you're in need of a kennel permit. And then the other part of that is we also needed to discuss the commercial animal facility permits and transitioning to cover equine. We didn't get to that discussion today, but like I said, it was mostly about the breeders permits. And I think we heard most of the discussion except for one individual who we ran out of time for. So, but she'll get time next month.
Okay.
So that's an update on the subcommittee. Other than that, you know, there's the sort of finished or completed from the subcommittee language is with council, and they're going over it feverishly to see what can be done and what cannot be done.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to receive and file?
I'll make a motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Last but not least, you stupid ache. Thank you, Nick. Thank you.
I was looking for
it.
I am Blake Smith, the business manager for the Animal Services Department. I'm always happy to see a lot of students here, and just to give you a little bit of background, the Board of Supervisors gives us $250,000 a year for low-cost spay-neuter efforts, and I get to make a report on that every month. And this is the second month of the fiscal year, so there really isn't much to report. We're pretty much on track where we've always been. We have, in addition to the $250,000, we have a grant from the State Department of Food and Agriculture for $7,500 that will be used in the TAP area this year. In the past, we have used this funding in Lamont a couple of years and up in the Lake Isabella area. And then we also got a another food and agriculture grant. It was $44,959 or something off the wall like that. I can never remember what it is. It's like, heaven forbid, you just couldn't make it 45 or whatever. So anyway, that grant runs on a different fiscal year. Our county fiscal year is July 1 to June 30th. That grant started June 1st, so I completed the first quarter invoice today, and you get to submit that to the state for reimbursement, and we've done almost all of the advertising we're going to do. I think we've probably done all the advertising we're going to do.
Is this money from the license plate?
Yes, this is the license plate money. So we were really blessed to get that. But it's real early in the year. It just is what it is. So any questions?
Questions?
I don't have any.
Questions?
It's so clear we don't have any questions.
Okay. Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? All right. Any opposed? Okay. We're going to move Commissioner. Are you cool with that? Mm-hmm. All right, on to old business. Commissioner Blackmore.
We already talked about
that. Okay, we've already pretty much you covered that.
Yeah.
In your report. Okay, so. Moving on. All right, new business. Cassandra Bornhart to present on past and future events. Petco. She's our Petco gal.
Yes, the manager.
Yeah.
The best manager they ever had.
Oh, too funny. So Cassandra Bornhart, 5151 Gosford Road, Petco. I'm the store leader there. So old business, there was an adoption event on September 7th. Six dogs were brought in. One got adopted. There was three volunteers. Like I said last time, more volunteers, people walking the dogs around. We will get more adoptions going. So hopefully for the upcoming event, which will be this Saturday, it's Saturday and Sunday, but we usually only have the volunteers to come in on Saturday. So if anybody's available to support with the adoption, come in, and then this way you can walk the dogs around and, of course, get the clearance through the shelter. And to help get them adopted and find homes. So we know at the time before that, we got all six dogs adopted, and that was real, real successful. so hopefully with this upcoming event Saturday, we will also get a lot of adoptions. There is an event coming up on September 28th, and this is with the American Cancer Society, Bark for Life. It is from 10 to 12. It's just a small time frame, they do a registration. I did get a flyer over, and it's posted at my store. But from 10 to 12, the cost is $25, and it's basically
for the cancer for dogs. It's like the, you know, where they have the Relay for Life, same thing. So anybody that's wanting to go to that event, they could, if you want, I can give you the number. Her name's Susan. Her phone number is 661-428-5141. Or if you're wanting to register, get a form, you can go to www.relayforlife.org/Bakersfield, California. Yeah. So that one's going to be a really good event as well. I mean, Petco doesn't have really anything to do with it, but I do have it posted because I think it's something that's really good for the animals and helping them in their, you know, with cancer.
Any other questions for Cassandra?
Yes.
Where is the Saturday Sunday adoption event?
I've got a little phone right there.
Let's see here.
The picture you sent me.
What was the question?
The location.
I don't know. The 28th is the one that I have.
Yeah, it's on there. It doesn't tell you where the park is.
Oh, San Lauren Park, 4100 Mohawk.
That's on what date?
And that's?
The 28th.
The 28th. Saturday the 28th.
Anybody else?
I want to thank Cassandra for coming all the way over from Petco. She's a very dynamic person and I think the best manager that we've had in here. Aaron Malloy was really good. Cassandra's really been really dynamic, innovative, thinking outside the box, always on trying to help the animals. That's really why we're all here, right? We're not here to, you know, cause any grief. We're trying to help the animals. So I want to thank her for coming over. By the way, there was one dog placed at the event that she spoke about a couple weeks ago. She called me and said, hey, Gary, we want you to come over and support this event, so come on over. Okay. So I went over there. But these are big dogs. I mean, they're not the little cute ones that David Couch has every Tuesday. These were big dogs, and so it takes a special family to be able to take a big dog. So, and they did a great job, and we got to go inside. And so what she doesn't talk about is the fact they had another group that was outside on the sidewalk. So they're doing double duty some days. And we're inside other people. Who was that group that was
Halt. Halt usually sits out on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
Out, but when you guys come in, you guys have got, I clear out a whole space.
Yes.
Air conditioned.
That's right. And that makes a big difference in the summer.
So you guys are inside with chairs, tables, all kinds of stuff.
So they go on above and beyond the call of duty when they have an event. No, they didn't have just one. They had two, really. So you guys ought to go out there and support these events. By the way, Pet Supplies, that's where I buy my stuff, just because I support people that support what we're trying to do here.
So, well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, question. Is Cassandra going to be coming every month?
I haven't asked her.
I'm trying, So far, I'll be here next month, too.
Okay, so I guess my question would be, is that something that maybe we just want to have Petco on the agenda of under old business?
Can we do that?
Friends? She can always speak during public presentations.
Okay.
Well, we might need more than 2 minutes. That's the whole thing. So can we put it on as a perpetual item?
That's up to your board.
Okay.
Okay. I pose the question. Any discussion or
thought process?
I make a motion that it is a perpetual item.
Okay.
I second that.
All right. All in favor? Any opposed?
No.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
So old business, Jerry?
Yeah.
Your old business, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next.
You can go ahead and do it now. Nobody told me it was on the agenda already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Okay. So, sad to say, but tonight's my last night. I'm going to be taking a break for a while. And I've done this for, at least 15 years, I think.
So 13.
13 here, plus prior to this even happening. So, it's been quite a while.
The limo committee.
Even before the limo committee. So, I mean, Green Gate and the whole nine yards. So I want to thank everybody for their time, their support, and their participation. And I've always worn a lot of hats and will continue to. This is just one that's going to be put on the rack for a little while. And you know, I'd just like, in moving forward, to remind everybody that we're all here for the same reason. And this commission is here to act as a buffer for the board, to be able to facilitate the concerns of the community, and to ultimately come up with items that benefit the entire community. It's not here to serve any particular person or organization's agenda. And we want things to happen here that are good for our entire community. Kern County is almost 8,200 square miles. And we've got a population of about 860,000 people now. So you can imagine how many animals that entails. And ultimately, 22% of that is poverty ridden. And so we do have a cultural divide. We have a poverty issue that we have to deal with. And I am still a huge proponent of education and will continue to be. And in that vein, I'm actually taking on a teaching gig, working with animal care. So I'm really excited about that. And basically, the only thing that's going to change is the side of the table that I sit on. So you guys haven't lost me. I may just not have to be here every month. So again, I want to thank everybody.
If I could.
Yes.
So first and foremost, the Board of Supervisors wanted to recognize you and your 13 years in this capacity.
Right.
And they have a certificate of recognition for you, which I will hand to you in just a second. Okay. In recognition and celebration of 13 years of service and commitment to the Animal Services Commission and for exemplary public service and civic contributions to the community and Kern County, dated September 18th, 2019, signed by the chairman of the Kern County Board of Supervisors, David Couch. It's also signed by all four of the other board members as well. That's from the board. For me personally, you know, I've served as the director now for 6 years. It seems like 30, but it's been 6 years. I've enjoyed my time with you on the commission. I can tell you that just from a personal standpoint and why I hold you in high esteem is when I came into animal control, which it was called at the time, within my first 6 months of employment, I went to investigate a neglected and abused dog. It was tied to the bumper of an El Camino that was up on blocks. It was on Pioneer Drive. I remember the address. I could tell it to you right now. I had only been released, as we call it, on my own for about 2 months. I had very limited experience with animals, and I went to go investigate this cruelty complaint, made contact with the owner of the house, who said they didn't know anything about the dog. But as I went to inspect the dog, you know, my focus came away from the dog just for a second, and it was just enough for that dog to reach up, jump up, and bite me in the face.
Oh, my God.
I had suffered, I had to get 42 stitches in my face to put my face back together. I had holes where you could see in. That was my introduction to animal welfare.
And you stayed.
I'm getting to a point here. I'm not just trying to horrify everybody. So for myself, that was a very tough decision to make, whether or not this was something that I wanted to continue to do. And the way I tie that in is for somebody like yourself to come on in 2006, when we were in the midst of chaos and we were destroying 20,000 animals a year, and we had just finished a lawsuit where the county got sued for destroying animals too soon. Mm-hmm. The chaos that it was at the time, and for you to come on and want to come on and want to be in some position to take some ownership of it, you know, I envy you for that. It's kind of part of what brings me to work every day. And I just wanted to tell you from the bottom of my heart that I appreciate the time that you've dedicated to this department. And as a gift...
Don't impale her.
Say again?
Don't impale her.
Sure. Deputy Director said, do not impale her with this. just from the department, it just says, with our deepest appreciation, we hereby honor you. Your 13 years of service, Janice Anderson, in recognition for your passion and unconditional commitment to the pets of Kern County. Thank you from Kern County.
Oh, you're all nice. Right. Very much appreciated. Thank you.
I wanted to thank her also. I've been a commissioner for 6 years, and between her and Liz, they're the ones that have taught me pretty much most of what I know, and I appreciate. What's that?
Nothing. Oh. I was answering her question.
No talkie.
Okay.
Anyway, I wanted to thank her for her time. We go to lunch, we discuss things, and all the attention, extra effort that she's put in to help us on the commission, help me as a commissioner. But thank you for what you've done through the years.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure serving with all of you.
I want to give you a half percent of that because honestly, you're part of why I'm here. So.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
You are going to cry.
I mean, keep it up.
Do it.
And I have to say that it has been a long road to hoe, and we've made some tremendous accomplishments over the years. I mean, we really have come a long way, baby. So, and we've got the right director.
Yes,
in the position.
Finally.
We went through a lot of them before we got to the right place.
Still trying to work even today.
And I support you wholeheartedly. Thank you. Okay, so that's one announcement. The other announcement I have is that we're finally going to be kicking off the AKC Reunite Disaster Trailer in October. We're going to start the fundraising efforts. We've already got money in the kitty, and for those that were questioning what would happen to funds, everything is dedicated to Kern County, as long as it's listed for Kern County, for our trailers. Should we decide we wanted to pull, then the money would just stay in the general fund to help other communities. But we've already got, I think we've got close to $3,000 already in the kitty at AKC towards the trailers, and that's just with BOTC doing little stuff and raffles and bake sales and things. So once we start the public outreach for the fundraising, I'm hoping it's going to go relatively quickly, and we will hopefully have our trailers right after the first of the year. So we look forward to your support in that. Look for information on the Facebook page. We've got a PSA that was provided us by the Regional Occupational Center program for audio.
Oh,
and so we have resources where we can get stuff like that, and it didn't cost us any money to do it. And that's all the announcements that I have.
I want to back up a little bit on the trailers. What is the actual cost per trailer?
Our cost is going to be $12,000 per trailer. The actual cost is
40%. They're kicking us 60. Is that the way it works?
Or we're doing 60. They're doing 40. The grant is 20 or 24.
They are. It's $24,000 worth of grant funding for two trailers.
Right.
I believe they're $24,000 total to purchase.
Right. Yeah.
Each.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. So we've got to raise like about 20, I think. 20.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've asked.
Yes. We'll get there, and I think once we get the public involved, we'll get there quickly. Honestly.
On the Facebook page, can we get like a thermometer that'll?
I've given them some stuff, okay. And I would love to see a thermometer on the web page and
say, "Hey, we've raised this much. Okay,
exactly.
Now it's this much. Now it's this much." Whatever.
Simple little visuals.
Yeah.
They work so well. Now, is there any other commissioner announcements?
I don't.
Yeah, okay.
I just wanted to address the who here is a Bakersfield College student? Are you all in Stephen Holmes' political science class, or any of you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? He told you to come here for extra credit?
No.
It's an assignment. It's an actual assignment now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let him know that I said hello. My name is Neil Sanoffa. Tell him that he sent you to the best government meeting. That's
right.
That's all I have.
We usually have fun. Occasionally, it's a little rough. Going forward, Commissioner Blackburn will be the interim chair until the new appointee arrives, is approved by the board, arrives, and then the commission as a whole will make decisions on how they proceed from there. So that's it. So then I just need...
I make a motion
for adjournment.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nope.
All right. Short meeting as always.
Sweet.